Module 7. Never settle for good when great is possible. Regardless of what you do, do it with excellence. Be the best you can at every task and always reach for the moon. Because even if you fail to reach the moon, you'll still be among the stars. My mother taught me this principle when I was a little girl. I learned to leave every situation better than it was before I encountered it. This may seem trivial, but developing an attitude of excellence manifests into a lifestyle of excellence. When you do a great job, don't do it for your boss. Do it because you want your name to be associated with excellent work. When I use a public restroom, if there is water around the sink, I take 5 extra seconds to wipe the sink clean before going on my way. Disciplining myself to apply this principle with small tasks has made it much easier to apply it consistently to larger tasks, like managing a $500,000 training budget. Did you know that there are only 3 pure colors, red, blue, and yellow? But look what Michelangelo did with those 3 colors. Did you know that there are only 7 musical notes? But look what Chopin did, Beethoven, and Vivaldi did with those 7 notes. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address contained only 262 words, and 202 of them had 1 syllable. Learn to constantly compete with your best self, and you might surprise yourself what you're able to create with what you have. Andrew Carnegie reminds us that people who are unable to motivate themselves must be content with mediocrity, no matter how impressive their other talents. You see, average is the enemy of great, and you can never achieve greatness by accepting average performance. You can do better, and you must believe that you deserve better. Your potential is a gift from God. What you do with your potential is your gift to God. I'm sure you've heard the saying before, if you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always got. Well, actually, that isn't true. Today, things around us are changing at an alarming pace. So in actuality, if you do what you've always done, the value of that effort has diminished. This means you are actually getting less than what you got before. You must take ownership for your success and begin the process of continuous self-renewal. No one will be more concerned with your personal and professional growth than you. Adopt a competitive spirit and begin competing with your best self. Every dream and goal you have is counting on your commitment to this principle. Develop the habit of continuously improving yourself. Every day, accomplish one thing that helps you become better than you were yesterday. For example, you might learn a new word, practice a new skill, reflect on lessons learned from a recent project, attempt to redo a task you once failed at, invest in yourself or further your education, buy a book, take a class, hire a coach, find a mentor, solicit feedback from colleagues or from friends. The last thing on my mind before I go to bed each night is the question, how can I be better tomorrow? I pose this question for my mind to answer while I rest. When we sleep, our mind actively tries to make sense of every thought and experience we had throughout the day. This is the time when our thoughts and ideas are processed. It is not uncommon to wake up with an answer to a problem that has eluded you. Try asking yourself this question and see if you awaken with fresh insights and ideas on how to improve upon your prior day's performance. I've learned that successful athletes often share key attributes. For example, their ability to dream and their willingness to work hard to achieve their dreams are key to their success. Consciously visualize where you want to go and what you want to become. The only limit to your achievement lies within your own mind. Only you can give yourself permission to become your best by learning to think, work, and live powerfully.